The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, April 11, 2023. Representatives of Cuba and Switzerland expressed this Monday the desire to continue strengthening their bilateral relations with a long history of friendship and cooperation. The Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, spoke in Havana with a federal advisor and head of the Federal Department of Foreign Affairs of the Swiss Confederation, Ignacio Cassis, who is on an official visit to the island. The European diplomat thanked the warm welcome given by his Cuban counterpart and acknowledged that Switzerland is very close to Cuba in promoting various mutual cooperation programs and expressed his desire to contribute more to the development of the island, which has a vast cultural richness. Rodriguez, for his part, characterized relations with Switzerland as harmonious, respectful, productive, and mutually enriching in the cultural, academic, and scientific fields. Cass's visit is the first by a Swiss federal counselor to the Caribbean nation. It is carried out in the context of a tour that includes the United States and Mexico. Cubans are recalling the founding of the Cuban Revolutionary Party, PRC, by national hero José Martí in 1982 with the aim of achieving Cuba's absolute independence and helping Puerto Rico. The PRC Foundation, during the so-called Fecund Truth period, responded to the need to create an organization to lead upcoming necessary war against Spanish colonialism. In its foundations, the political organization set out to organize the struggle not with the purpose of precipitating the war, nor to launch the country into an ill-disposed movement, but to order a generous and brief war that would ensure the happiness of all Cuban inhabitants through peace and work. The creation of the PRC was the highest expression of José Martí's political genius and demonstrated his ability to unite the people and lead them to achieve their highest purposes. Cuban Deputy Prime Minister Jorge Luis Tapia Fonseca checked in the western province of Pinal del Río the implementation of the law on food sovereignty and food and nutrition security as part of the national strategy. During a critical analysis, Tapia Fonseca insisted on family and territorial self-sufficiency, an important aspect of the said law and which demands increasing crop plantings and an efficient contracting process. These meetings are also focused on the evaluation of the operation of the price agreement committees, the situation of non-payments to producers, delivery of land and creation of livestock modules, organization of municipal companies, among others. Delta Airline resumed on Monday its Miami-Havana flight services, Grandma newspaper reported. The U.S. airline will be operating two flights daily. Around 48 airlines are currently operating commercial flights in Cuba, including 20 from Latin America and the Caribbean, 14 from Europe, 6 from Canada, 7 from the United States, that is, 4 regular and 3 charter flights, and 1 from Africa. Experts from 15 countries attended on Monday the inauguration of the 10th Cuban Convention on Earth Sciences, Geosciences 2023, which will be in session until next Friday at the Havana Convention Center. The event program includes the opening of an exhibition of products, new technologies, and services for geosciences, according to the Master of Science, Kenya Nunez Cambra, President of the National Executive Bureau of the Cuban Geological Society and main promoter of the event. The presentation of recognitions to institutions and personalities of the area is also included, as well as the presentation of the 2022 Antonio Calvache Dorado Annual Award. According to the program, there will be highly specialized events, including the 8th Cuban Oil and Gas Congress on exploration and production in deep water areas in the Gulf of Mexico and North Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva travels to China, where he hopes to consolidate Brazil's trade relations with China and sign some 20 agreements in different areas. According to the Foreign Ministry, the founder of the Workers' Party is accompanied by 40 authorities and businessmen. During his stay, which will last until April 15th, Lula is scheduled to meet with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, with whom he will discuss the world political situation. This will be the first official trip of the former labor leader to China since he took office on January 1st. Last year, China imported more than $89.7 billion in Brazilian products, especially soybeans and minerals, and exported almost $60.7 billion to the national market. The volume traded, $150.4 billion, grew 21 times since Lula's first visit to China in 2004. Meanwhile, the Uruguayan Senate will debate as of today a bill on house arrest for people over 65 years old, although some allege that the objective is to benefit repressors of the dictatorship today in prison. It is a project promoted in 2021 by the Cabildo Abierto party and now taken up by the ruling National Party with the alternative of raising the age limit to 70 years. The initiative will be submitted to the Constitution and Legislation Committee of the Upper House of Parliament. In August 2021, Cabildo Abierto presented it to the Commission itself, which then received and heard arguments from different positions. Since its presentation, the proposal was rejected by the opposition Frente Amplio. For the Frente Amplio Senator Enrique Rubio, considered that the proposal violates the separation of powers because it automatically imposes, by law, house arrest regardless of the judicial proceeding. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.